From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 240-horsepower turbocharged Acura RDX. More at acura.com/RDX.
Kwong is in charge of 50 industrial-sized sewing machines inside San Quentin State Prison. 8 hours a day, when he's not locked in his cell or attending classes, Kwong is on call to deal with jammed fabric, damaged needles, and broken timing mechanisms. One night, during a break in the writing class I teach inside the prison, Kwong and I chat about his job. He speaks in a fast, thick Vietnamese accent as he describes his main frustration, the impenetrable messes created when machine operators rip at knots of canvas and leather. "They don't get it," Kwong says, laughing as he leans his thick, tattooed body back in his small oak desk. "These heavy machines are delicate." Kwong is one of hundreds of San Quentin inmates that are employed. These men help run the prison library, metal shops, laundry facilities, and food services. They serve as clerks, janitors, and assistants in various prison programs. Kwong's department manufactures furniture. He's proud of their products: mattresses for state colleges, desks for government offices, even $700 chairs for CEOs. One night when I arrive, Kwong is reading a small trifold charity brochure picturing a naked Haitian child with a bloated stomach. I notice that he's filled out the donor information on the back. I inquire. "Kids are starving, Chris," he says. "It makes me so angry. Kids shouldn't be hungry." He tells me that his $36 a month provides 3 meals a day for 16 starving children, with money left over for schools, medicine, and clean water. I ask him how much he makes. "I'm blessed, Chris," he says. "I have food, a job, and a bed. And I make $90 a month." Kwong's parents came to America to provide him a better life than they could in Vietnam. Now he is serving that life behind bars. I don't know exactly what Kwong did, or if he'll ever leave prison. If he does, however, he'll do so with far less money than if he hadn't donated 40% of his earnings to charity. But I don't think this will inhibit Kwong. Somehow he's realized something that many of us haven't. He's realized what being blessed truly means. With a Perspective, this is Chris Malcolm.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.